Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you to check out my ebooks, All I Needed to Know I Learned from Columbo, and the sequel, All I Needed to Know I Learned from Dragnet. These ebooks examine the careers and history of seven great fictional detectives and policemen and life lessons that can be learned from their exploits. You can find these as ebooks wherever fine ebooks are sold, or through audible.com or the iTunes store if you want to listen to the audiobook versions. And all my books, audiobooks, and ebooks are listed over at store.greatdetectives.net. Now it's time for today's episode of Mystery is My Hobby, and the title is Death in Mark Adrian's Studio.
Mystery is My Hobby. Today's story took place here in New York about 2 weeks ago. In the early evening of a bright spring day, a young lady climbed the four flights of stairs to the studio of a famous young artist in Greenwich Village and knocked.
Linda. Well, well, well.
You act surprised to see me, Mark.
Well, under the circumstances.
What circumstances, Mark?
Why, the fact that I finished your picture.
Oh, Mark, finished my picture. You're wonderful.
What do you mean by that crack?
You finished my picture 3 months ago, Mark, remember?
Well?
Twice a week for two of those months, I've been coming here to your studio.
Well, there was a reason. I had some touching up to do.
Yes. Yes, I remember. You were ingenious at inventing excuses, darling.
Where are you going?
My curiosity's aroused, darling. I'm dying to know whose portrait you've so carefully covered with your smile.
Let that alone.
My, what a charming young lady. Who is she, darling?
Never mind.
Another conquest, I'll wager.
No, she isn't another conquest. Her name is Diane Mayberry. She's a client, and that's all there is to it.
And how long has Diane's picture been finished?
A month.
But she's been returning for the touching up treatment. Is that it, darling?
Now, look here, Linda. I don't know what you're getting at.
Don't you, Mark? You're rotten all the way through.
So I'm rotten. Now that you've had your say, will you get out of here and let me go on with my work?
No. Did you think I came here just to talk, you fool?
Oh, look, Linda, we had fun together. Now, why don't you forget it and go home?
Oh, I wish I could, Mark. I wish I could forget. I guess I'm just one of those stupid women who play this game of love for keeps.
All right, Linda. I hoped I could spare you this embarrassment. Your husband was here this afternoon.
What did you say?
Oh, quit play-acting, Linda. It isn't going to pay off. Leo told me all about you.
That's a lie. I haven't any husband.
Shall I prove it to you?
You can't.
Get her. Listen to this. You were married 3 years ago to a man named Leo Bunker. You lived together 2 years, and then you left him. You wanted excitement and romance. Well, you found it with me. Now, quit just squawking.
That's not true. Leo and I were divorced. We never loved each other. It was all a mistake.
Oh, so you do admit having a husband.
What if I did? It isn't important. I was very young.
Oh, sure, sure. Young and naive. Didn't know your way around. Yes, you sold me the idea that you didn't know what the score
Stop
was.
Stop it, Mark. That isn't so. I fell in love with you.
Fell in love with me? How many others have you told that to?
There haven't been any others, Mark. There's never been anyone but you. You've got to believe me.
Have I? Well, I'll show you how much I believe you. I'm going over to Diane's right now, and I'm going to ask her to marry me. I'm sick and tired of what... What are you doing at that desk?
You used to keep a gun in the drawer, Mark. How fortunate it's still here.
Put down that revolver, you little fool.
You're not going to marry anyone, Mark. No one else is going to have
Put
it.
Down that revolver, I said.
Keep away from me, Mark. I warned
you. Give me that. Have you suddenly lost your mind?
Yes, one more step and I'll kill you.
Give me.
You're not going to.
Oh.
I killed him. I killed him. Oh, Mark. Mark, I didn't want to kill you.
The little fool. Thought I'd let her get away with shooting me, huh? Let's see now. Yes, there's the gun lying half under the divan, just where she dropped it. Now I'll just check in here. Yep, there it is. Oh, what a perfect setup. And now to set the final scene.
Hello?
Hello. I'd like to speak to Miss Diane Mayberry, please.
I'm sorry. Miss Mayberry went out an hour ago and hasn't returned.
What out? But that's impossible. She had a date with me tonight.
Oh, is this Mr. Adrian?
Yes, it is. Did Diane leave any message?
Diane said she was going to your studio, Mr. Adrian. She should have arrived long ago.
She said she was coming here? Good heavens. Are you sure?
I'm positive that's what she said, Mr. Adrian. You suppose something's happened?
No. No, I'm positive everything's all right. Don't worry. Goodbye. Good heavens, if she comes here. But that's nonsense. She'd have arrived long ago. Operator, get me police headquarters. I want to report a murder.
But
what, Inspector?
Sometime when we start out to investigate one of these murders, I'd like to come sailing up in a squad car with a siren howling. Be kind of exciting, wouldn't it?
Yes. I'm afraid you've seen too many movies, Inspector.
Well, maybe you're right. The last one I saw was a thing called Dragonwick. Not bad. Well, here's the joint.
Never met an artist here. You refer to one of these Greenwich Village establishments as a joint, Inspector.
Any apartment building is a joint to me, unless it has an elevator.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, there's only one way to reach the top, Inspector, and that's keep climbing.
Holy smokes. How many more flights is it?
One more, I think, Inspector. Getting tired?
Oh, no. I like it. This sort of thing appeals to my sporting nature.
Phew. Let's stop and rest a minute. I'm worn out.
Oh, you don't have to stop for me. I can take it if you can. However, if you insist...
I think it'll be a good idea if we're not out of breath when we walk into Mark Adrian's apartment. No telling what we'll find.
According to the guy who called, we're going to find a corpse.
Mm.
What are we complaining about? He'll be out of breath permanently.
Inspector, this man who called, he said his name was Leo Bunker?
Yeah, Leo Bunker. He used to be married to a babe who now calls herself Linda Stewart.
Stewart? What did she change her name?
I don't know. Neither does Bunker. It seems that Bunker's been away for a year doing some kind of research up in Alaska. He got back the day before yesterday.
I see. And what happened?
We heard his wife was playing around with this artist guy, Mark Adrian. He comes up here to Adrian's studio about an hour ago and finds a dead man lying on the floor. So?
Mm-hmm. So he called the police.
Yep. That's all there is to it. Well, are you rested enough to tackle the last flight?
Yes, I think I can make it.
Why the heck do artists have to live on top stories anyway?
It makes their work lighter, Inspector.
Hmm.
Well, there seems to be only one apartment up here. Must be Adrian's.
Yep, there's a sign on the door that says so.
Well, didn't you say that Leo Bunker said he'd wait for us here, Inspector?
That's what he said.
Doesn't seem to be anyone here now. Let me try the knob. If Bunker were here, he apparently became frightened and decided to leave. The place is as black as ink.
Wait a minute. There must be a light switch around someplace. Yep, there we are. I don't see any corpse lying around.
Inspector, do you suppose that telephone call came from one of your crackpot friends?
I haven't got any crackpot friends except you.
Oh.
Hey.
Hmm? Oh, yes, that's it. A gun lying half under the divan, huh? I'll just pick up my handkerchief here and take a look.
Any shots fired?
Yes. Two.
Well, maybe there's a stiff lying around someplace after all. I'll take a look in this room. Hey, Bart, come here.
Find something, Inspector?
Yeah, take a look.
Well, our corpse, eh?
Corpse is right. Bullet through his gizzard and blood all over the place. What's that in his hand?
Looks like an artist's paintbrush, Inspector.
By Jove, look down the floor.
Yeah, he tried to write something with a paintbrush. What's it say?
Let's see. Nothing much more than a scrawl. As near as I can make out, it says, Linda killed Brun. Last words clear off, as though he'd been unable to finish it.
Well, it's easy to figure out. He tried to write Bunker. Linda killed Bunker. He got as far as the B-U-N in Bunker, and he must have died.
Yes, but that's odd, isn't it?
Why? Looks plain enough to me.
But I thought you said the man who called you on the phone was named Bunker.
Huh? Well, I did, didn't I? Say, this is kind of a funny deal at that.
Yes, very funny, Inspector. Look through his pockets and see if you find any marks of identification.
Good idea. Let me see here. Here's a billfold.
Good.
Driving license made out to Leo Bunker. Identification card made out to Leo Bunker. Membership card of the Eastern Horticultural Society made out to Leo Bunker. I'm sold. This guy's Leo Bunker.
And it was Leo Bunker who called you on the phone. And Leo Bunker who wrote on the floor. Inspector, I think we'd better get busy. Linda Stewart, I imagine, will be expecting us.
Oh, you're the police.
That's right, Miss Stewart. We're the police. Come on in, Bart. How'd you know we were the police, lady?
I've been expecting you. You found out, haven't you?
You guessed it. That's why we're here.
Well, I'm glad. I was a fool to think I could get away with it.
Well, this is something I didn't expect. You mean you're ready to make a full confession?
Yes, I would have given myself up anyhow. Doesn't matter now. Nothing matters.
Why not, Mrs. Bunker?
Bunker? How did you know my name was Bunker?
Isn't it?
Yes, but for the past year, I've been living under my maiden name of Linda Stewart. How did you know?
Your husband told us.
My husband?
Yeah.
Then Mark was telling the truth.
Why do you say that?
Mark said that Leo had come back and told him everything, but I didn't believe him. When Leo went away, he promised he'd never bother me again.
Just a minute now. I better write this down. Let me see. First, you confess to the murder.
Yes, I confess.
And your reason was what?
Well, I was terribly in love with Mark, but he'd become interested in someone else.
Excuse me a moment, Inspector. Miss Stewart, will you tell us exactly what happened tonight?
I went to Mark's studio. He'd found out about Leo. He wouldn't listen to my explanation. He said he was through with me. He said he was going to marry a girl named Diane Mayberry. I guess I lost my head.
And what exactly did you do?
I've already told you. I knew there was a gun in Mark's desk drawer, and I found it and shot it.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Why do you keep questioning me? Haven't I already confessed? I know you found the gun. My fingerprints were on it. I was a fool to leave it behind, but I wasn't thinking. I didn't care.
Okay. So you shot your husband. Why?
I've already told you. What did you say?
I said you shot your husband. You've already admitted it.
But Leo?
Yeah. Now, what I want to know is, what did you shoot him for if Mark Adrian had already given you the go-by?
But Leo? What are you saying? I didn't shoot Leo.
Oh, my gosh. I knew it couldn't be as easy as this. Look, lady, you've already confessed.
But Leo? Well, why would I want to shoot Leo? What have I done? What have you made me say? The man I shot wasn't Leo.
No? Who was it, Miss Stewart?
It was Mark Adrian.
Fun, Diane?
Oh, yes. I like it here. And we're together. That's what's important, Mark.
You bet it is.
We'll always be together, won't we, Mark?
I'm sure we'll, honey. Just you and me. Always having fun. Now, let's have another drink, huh?
Not now, Mark. I want to talk about us. About after we're married.
Yeah, always having fun. A waiter, come here. It'll give us another round of drinks.
Yes, sir.
No more for me, Mark. I've had enough.
No, you haven't. You've got to have another.
All right, if you say so. Mark.
What's the matter?
You're through with that other girl.
aren't you?
Well, the girl. Who are you talking about?
The girl whose picture you painted. Linda something or other.
Oh, her. Sure. All through with Linda. All washed up.
She was at your studio tonight, wasn't she?
Hmm? Linda in my studio? What do you mean?
Oh, I saw her go into the building. I was coming up to surprise you, but she came along the street and I waited to see if she was going in.
You're crazy. There's nobody at my place tonight. I haven't seen Linda for weeks.
Don't lie to me, Mark. Please.
I'm not lying. Linda wasn't at my apartment. Nobody was. Nobody. Understand that?
All right, Mark.
You don't believe me, huh?
I believe you, Mark. I must have been imagining things.
Well, that's better.
Here are your drinks, sir.
Never mind the drinks. Take them away.
Yes, sir.
Is something wrong, Mark?
I don't know. My head's all jumbled up. Something's cockeyed somewhere.
Well, perhaps we'd better go.
No, I got to think. Let me see now. There's something I got to think about.
Don't worry, darling. It can't be important. Mark, I do wish you'd explain.
Keep quiet. I got to think. Well, it's all right. You just remember now. You saw Linda come in at 7:30.
But Mark, you said she wasn't there.
How do I know whether she was there or not? I wasn't home.
You weren't home?
Of course not. I was at the club having a workout in the gym. I was having a workout all by myself.
Oh, darling, why didn't you tell me?
Well, you business of me, that's why. I had to figure it out.
Darling, you went to all that trouble just to prove to me that you weren't seeing Linda.
Yes, yeah, I had to prove it to you. Didn't want you suspicious.
Oh, Mark, and I was worried. How foolish of me.
There's no need to worry about old Mark. Just give him time, and he'll figure things out. Well, let's go.
But, darling, you haven't touched your drink.
I don't want it. I've had too much already. Come on. We'll go up to my place and have a nice chat.
There's a cab pulling up in front of the studio building now, Inspector.
Yeah, and two people getting out. You suppose that's Mark Adrian?
I know it is, Inspector. He's quite a familiar figure at the better-known nightclub.
Yeah, well, I don't get around to the better-known nightclub. Hey, that's a good-looking babe he's got with him.
Yes?
Well, let's go up, Inspector, and get this over with.
Okay, I only hope you haven't missed the boat.
Don't worry about the boat, Inspector. It's a murderer we're after.
I really shouldn't stay, Mark. It's terribly late.
Huh? What did you say, Di?
I said, Mark, what in the world are you looking for?
Looking? Oh, nothing. Nothing. Why?
You're acting so strangely, darling. When we first came in, you seemed almost surprised, as though you expected someone to be here.
Oh, you're imagining things again, my dear. Whom would I expect to find here?
Well, I don't know, I'm sure. Oh, well, I'll put my coat in the bedroom.
No!
Mark, what's the matter?
Never mind putting your coat on that robe. Leave it out here.
But, darling,
leave it here, I said.
All right, if you want to act that way.
What's that?
Callers at this time of night, Mark?
Well, it's a mistake. No one would be coming here.
Open up, open up!
Mark, who can it be?
Probably some drunk. I'll find out. Who is it? What do you want?
The police, open up!
The police? Mark, what in the world can they want here?
Don't worry, it can't be anything important. Yes, officer?
How are you, son? Your name, Mark Adrian?
Yes, my name's Adrian. Is something wrong?
That's what we're here to find out. Come on in, Bart.
Right.
I'm Inspector Noah Danton. This is Barton Drake. What's your name, miss?
Don't answer him. I think you'd better tell us what this is all about, Inspector, before you start asking a lot of questions.
Suppose you tell us. All I know is we got a call at headquarters saying there was a corpse lying around up here.
You mean you're just That's silly. There's no corpse here.
Of course there isn't. Who was it supposed to be, anyhow?
Your boyfriend here, Mr. Adrian.
Me? Well, that's a hot one. Do I look dead?
Not yet. Bart, take a look in that bedroom, will you?
Glad to, Inspector.
Say, what is this? What's the idea?
Don't get excited, bub. Maybe it was some crackpot.
You better come over here and take a look, Inspector.
Okay, come along, you two.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Someone's been playing jokes on Mark.
Does that look like a joke?
It's a man. He's dead.
Good heavens.
Everyone's surprised, eh? Well, let's look him over.
Is it anyone you recognize, Adrian?
No. I mean, I'm not sure. He looks a little familiar.
Mm. According to these letters, the gent's name is Leo Bunker. That name mean anything to you, Adrian?
Why, no. It seems as though I've heard it somewhere before, but I can't think where.
Mark?
Is something wrong, miss?
Mark, that's the name of Linda's husband.
By Jove, you're right. That's just who it is.
And who is Linda?
Well, she's a girl I know. I painted a picture. She and I, well, we became interested in each other for a short time.
For a short time until her husband showed up and threw a monkey wrench in the works, eh?
Well, crudely, that's it. I didn't know she was married until he returned from Alaska.
Uh-huh. Pat, do me a favor and take a look around here, will you? These kids and I can talk in the other room.
Very well, Inspector.
Come on, you two. Now, let's see. Hubby comes back and starts to beef because his wife is playing around and someone knocks him off. Well, that's the start, eh?
Say.
Thought of something, son?
Yeah. Diane, tell the inspector what you saw at 7:30 tonight.
Why, I was coming up here, but I saw Linda entering the building, so I changed my mind. Mark, you don't think Linda
I'm
could
afraid
have...
that it looks bad for Linda, Inspector. There's some writing on the floor beside the body. It states that Linda shot Bunker.
Is that a fact?
Well, she must have lost her head when she found Leo here in my studio.
Now, I wonder why she'd do that.
Why? He probably accused her of coming here to see me.
Well, was she up here to see you?
I suppose so. She kept coming up in spite of the fact that I asked her not to.
And what did Linda say when her husband accused her?
Well, how should I know I wasn't here? I was at my club having a workout in the gym. Wasn't I, Diane?
Yes, that's right.
Were you with him, lady?
Of course not.
Then how did you know he was there?
Well, he told me.
Oh. Where'd you find that gun, Bart?
It was lying beside Bunker's body, Inspector. I picked it up without thinking. Sorry.
Oh, you fool. Now you've obliterated a fingerprint.
Whose fingerprints, Adrian?
Linda's. They were on the gun.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. They'd have to be on the gun if she shot Leo, wouldn't they?
Not necessarily. If she had any presence of mind, she'd have wiped the gun clean.
Well, Linda wasn't that type. She would have become panicky and thrown the gun away before she left the apartment.
In that event, the gun would probably have been here in the living room, wouldn't it?
Yeah, halfway under the divan.
Halfway under the... What the devil are you talking about?
There's something else I'd like to bring to your attention, Inspector. Only one shot entered Bunker's body.
Is that a fact?
What is this? What are you trying to do? Are you cops or aren't you?
That's why we're here, son.
Well, then why don't you get your experts up here? You'll find out that the bullet that killed Bunker came from that gun. And you'll find Linda's prints on the gun. Now, what more proof do you want?
You see, Inspector, it's paying off, isn't it?
I guess you were right at that, Vaughn.
What do you mean?
What time did Bunker get here, Adrian?
7 o'clock.
What time did Linda get here?
How should I know? Why don't you ask her?
We did.
She says she was here at 6:45.
Well, she's lying. She's trying to save her own skin.
Of course she was lying. I saw her entering the building at 7:30.
Was she entering or leaving, Diane?
Well, she was entering. I'm sure of it.
What time did you leave the studio, Adrian?
5 minutes after the girl. Somebody saw her.
That's a lie. I stayed up here.
Then you weren't at the club.
No. I got there before Linda came.
How did you know Linda was here?
Who fired the second shot, Adrian?
Linda. She must have.
Who said a second shot was fired?
Drake did. He just said so.
Then where's the bullet hole?
I don't know. There must be one somewhere.
Well, let's look.
No use, Inspector. The second shot was a blank.
You don't say.
It couldn't have been a blank.
Why not?
Because it couldn't.
I'm afraid that's the mistake you made, Adrian.
What do you mean, mistake?
There's the gun lying on the table, Adrian. Pick it up and look at the empty shells yourself.
No. Why should I? What do I care about the empty shell?
Your fingerprints are on them.
They're not! I wiped
Mark! Them.
Well, I guess that ties it.
I'll show you. So one shell was blank, wasn't it? Well, the others are.
Sorry, Adrian. I put the gun there so you would pick it up. There aren't any shells in it at all. It's completely empty.
Why, you...
Oh, Mark!
They'll never prove I did it! It was Linda! I fixed everything! There wasn't a chance of anything going wrong! I had it all fixed!
Here's my corner.
Yeah.
Everything's under control, isn't it?
Yeah, everything's under control. Adrian confessed when he got to headquarters.
Yes, and it probably was a big relief to him.
Yeah. You know, guys like him make me feel kind of bad.
Oh, why, Inspector?
Well, he's smart.
He was on the road to success.
True.
What do you suppose made him figure he could outsmart the police?
I think it was a matter of necessity, Inspector.
You mean he didn't want to kill Bunker, eh?
Probably that's the answer. Bunker came to his studio and accused him of alienating his wife's affection.
So one of them pulled a gun, the gun went off, and Bunker came out of it dead.
It was fortunate that Adrian made one mistake, wasn't it?
Yeah. Bart.
Yes, Inspector?
Just to refresh my memory, what was the mistake he made?
Why, Inspector, you saw it yourself.
But I want to know what it meant to you.
It was the scrawled message on the floor, Inspector.
Let's see now. What did the message say? Linda shot Bun.
Mm-hmm.
That was to make us think that Bunker had died before he completed the sentence.
That's it, Inspector.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Now, where did you think he made the mistake?
Inspector, I'm surprised. Bunker was supposed to have written the message, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was supposed to.
If Bunker had written the message, he would have said, he wouldn't have said Linda shot Bunker. No, no. He would have said Linda shot me.
That's right, of course.
You see what I mean, Inspector?
I certainly do. Well, good night, Bart.
Good night, Inspector. Oh, Inspector.
Yeah?
Stop me if you've heard this one before, but mystery is my hobby.
Welcome back. So here we have the tactic of just keep asking questions until you get at such a rapid space until you get the guilty suspects thoroughly confused so that they can confess, which does work out for our heroes. I did like that the dying clue turned out to be a red herring. I'm not the biggest fan of those in mystery fiction, because that's essentially the only place you would have that actually happen. Though, in this case, a simple clue like this might have actually made sense, though there have been mystery stories I've read where, you know, people are dying and they come up with these absolutely over-the-top puzzles. And unless they have a personality quirk that justifies it, half the time I'm like, okay, why didn't you just explain who did it in a simple manner? I mean, I can believe it when the message ends up unfinished, when they make it this big complex thing, and I'm like, yeah, you were dying. You needed to make this really simple and direct. At any rate, we turn to listener comments and feedback, and Vicky writes regarding the episode Blackmail, this episode was interesting. Thanks, Vicky. We also have an email from Bishop Andrew, who writes in regarding the casebook of Gregory Hood. Bishop Andrew writes in, Dear Adam, really enjoyed Gregory Hood. I was afraid it wouldn't be as good without Gail Gordon, but enjoyed it just as much as his shows. Gail Storm was not a very good actress, too mannered, but she comes off well on radio. I always enjoyed her anyway, bad acting at all, because she was part of my youth. All the best, Bishop Andrew. Well, thanks so much, Bishop, and it's definitely true that if you enjoyed something growing up, you can overlook or just kind of be like, yeah, I know the acting's not great, but I grew up on this, value of nostalgia. But I definitely agree that Elliot Lewis was really good as Gregory Hood. I didn't care much. There's one episode of the Casebook of Gregory Hood with Jackson Beck, and I don't think it has, you know, a lot to do with Jackson Beck's performance, but I didn't like that as well. But again, we only have one episode of that run, so who knows? If there's more Jackson Beck episodes that show up, we'll definitely play them, and it might improve my opinion overall. All right, well, I also want to go ahead and I want to thank our Patreon supporter of the day. I want to thank Jim and Rachel. Jim and Rachel have been Patreon supporters since July of 2016, currently supporting the program at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support. And that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then next Thursday, we will be bringing you an episode of Roger Kilgore, Public Defender, just to keep our schedule on track for Tuesdays. But Mystery Is My Hobby will return in 2 weeks. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.